Hey, Manas. I know you're busy, and I know you're likely full of emotions, feeling the gravity of uncertainty, decision-making, and just trying to get through the season. I'm also really glad you're here, making this time for yourself. Maybe you're taking me along for a walk, or listening in your car, or on your lunch break. No matter how, when, where, and what, please pat yourself on the back and take a deep breath. It's easy to make excuses and put your needs on the back burner. But the mamas that lean in, even on wobbly legs, move the needle in their divorces and lives. And I see it every day. And they heal, come back alive, and get results. They divorce differently. I was just thinking about the holidays, mothers who find themselves depleted and divorce. Best yet, I was thinking about workarounds and better strategies to navigate it all. It's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm calling this conversation Leftovers and Divorce. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce one mother at a time. I call it divorcing differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So let's dive into today's episode. Admittedly, I've never been a big fan of leftovers, but that's likely because growing up in my childhood home, meals got recirculated for days and nothing ever tasted the same or as good. Yesterday, I cleaned out my refrigerator after days of house guests and holidays, getting rid of some small remnants that I knew would never get used, and made some space for fresh produce. The notion of leftovers had me thinking of you, Mama, and your divorce process. I wanted to check in here today after the holidays, which may have been triggering emotionally for you, to encourage you to consider, what is left over for you? Have you been scurrying about to salvage some semblance of normalcy for you and your kids during the holidays? Have you lost yourself in the busyness of the season, trying to hide away your pain? Have you left yourself depleted and drained because you can only sustain so much, take so much, do so much, pretend so much? No amount of shimmery holiday wrapping paper is big enough to hide beneath. And the reality is that this is often the time that mamas lose their you-know-what. From the outside looking in, it's easy to understand. But when you're stuck in the seemingly perpetual spin cycle of your life, it becomes business as usual with no way out. But you can only put up this facade for so long. No matter what others are expecting from you, your children, your spouse, your family and friends, your coworkers and community, your religious leaders, etc., hear me when I say, you need to show up for yourself first. Yes, you need to put on your oxygen mask before you try to help anyone else. It's why so many mothers come unraveled during the holidays, and in the divorce industry, why business ramps up. Precisely at a time when you need less on your plate, you're expected to take on more. It's easy to see how we stand upon the threshold of what is known as divorce season. Whatever led you to this moment, a space where you feel like you are crawling out of your skin, is an indicator that you can no longer unsee what you see, feel, and know. Maybe you're heartbroken, or maybe you can't get out fast enough, or maybe it's a combo of the two. The bottom line is that life is shifting beneath your feet, and you along with it. But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. No matter what contributed to your landing at this point, no matter how uncertain or worried and fearful you may become, I just want you to remember your why. What led you to feeling the feelings you're navigating? You can't pretend those realities away. And if you try, you'll only find yourself back here once again, and this time, kicking yourself for taking so long or wasting more time. Now, before you go down that path, I want to acknowledge that divorce is a big decision. And it isn't easy, but neither is living in an unhealthy relationship and modeling dysfunction to your kids while you shrink for years on end. We never take divorce lightly, but we also want women to take agency over their own lives. Your life shouldn't be comprised of leftovers. You deserve a full plate. You deserve to be empowered, aligned with your intuition, to be curious, joyful, vibrant, and alive. Life is flavorful, savory and sweet, tender and bold, quiet and adventurous. And I get how overwhelming it may feel to be staring down a divorce or having just initiated one. I remember it well. I once stood exactly where you stand, and boy, do I wish I knew what I know now and the process I guide mamas through. It's okay to be afraid of it all. What the future will look like, what you will be left with, the condition your kids will be in. You're afraid because you care deeply, and this is new territory and like learning a new language. But here's the good news. We can harness the power of that fear to guide us where we want to go, to mitigate our suffering and take charge of our own fate. Doesn't that sound like a better way to go? Don't deny your pain or suffering or fear. Don't judge yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Don't deprive yourself or the world of being you. Could you provide yourself with a little grace? Could you allow yourself to say yes or no to the things that feed you or drain you? Could you create space to heal old wounds? Could you pat yourself on the back for all the right turns you've made in your life? Could you see your strengths, not just your weaknesses? Could you own your worthiness and get on with writing a new chapter already? And could you take control of your own life blessé and what you're choosing to put on your plate? I hope we got a bunch of hell yeses to the above. You don't need to know how you're going to do this, just that you're ready. And if you're ready to be seen, heard, validated, if you're ready to break free from unhealthy patterns, a toxic relationship, and anything else that has held you back in your life, it's time to do it all differently. And if you care about the condition you and your kids are in during the divorce and beyond, if you're looking for intuitive, heart-centered solutions and strategy to impart lasting transformation, to save time, money, and heartache, grab your plate, mama. You deserve to be at this party. No leftovers for you. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.